Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
That's Sweet Baby James bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. When I'm down and when I'm troubled, when I need a helping hand, folks, I call my good friend Grace Marie Turner because she's always there for me. She's one of the great friends if you'll ever have, and she's a great friend of small business, whether you know it or not, because for I don't know how many years, ever since she got out of high school, probably the last 20 years, she's been working so hard to try to affect some kind of a market-based solution regime for healthcare. We've been talking about it a long time now, and nobody knows more about it than she does. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. You were telling us in the last segment about some of the things that repeal and replace of Obamacare will kind of look like. One of the things that in my predictions, I predicted that it would look not unlike the Enzi bill that from 06 that got killed by AARP and Ted Kennedy. I'll never forgive. That's the reason I'll never be a member of AARP. I can't stand them. I think they're the enemy. I do not like AARP, folks, in case you're wondering. And they did a lot to hurt that bill. What do you think, Grace Marie? The Enzi bill you talked about some of the elements of it in the last segment.
Well, he very much wants to. Ultimately, the overriding philosophy is to move things back to the states, ultimately back to individuals.
But also, while moving them back to the states, allow people to cross state lines.
Well, you know, I just worry, Jim, that idea is really a little bit dated. Because
really?
Now people are buying policies, and they're buying into networks of local doctors and local hospitals. And if you decide that you live in Manhattan and you can get a better price for a policy in Montana, the problem is that all the doctors and hospitals are in Montana.
Oh, I see what I see what you mean.
So the problem is that the health insurance industry has moved on.
Ah.
And so we have to do even one further devolution, and that is to devolve the power and the money to the individual to be able to buy the kind of policy they want locally. And what you need is to give every state more incentive to be able to approve policies that insurers want to offer. And they want to offer a broader array of policies. Approve those policies so people have many more choices than they do of Obamacare's cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all plan. So we can get to kind of the same place, but consumers are going to have to exert their own power to insist that their legislatures and give the authority to state insurance commissioners to approve a broader way of plans that don't have to include A to Z coverage that most of us can't afford.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Grace. You might not agree with me, but I think if it weren't for the primal instinct of liberals to need to control everything that they touch. If they had said, okay, let's do Obamacare, but without the mandates, it might have halfway worked.
They couldn't, Jim. They just can't.
I know, would you agree with me? If they could have left out the mandates, that the pricing would have been better? It would have been more affordable?
No, not with all the other rules that
okay,
they put in,
yeah.
Because you can't allow people. I mean, they think that the individual mandate would have gotten everybody in. It didn't. But in order to do that, they say, well, you need to be able to cover pre-existing conditions.
No, I say mandates, I'm talking about like mandating a policy for me to make me pay for things I can't use.
They just constitutionally were not able to do that. They know best.
When she says Constitution, folks, Constitution, she means little C, not big C.
Little C, not big C.
Little C. You're right. That's what I said. They just can't help it. So, okay. All right. So what is it? What do you think it should look like?
What is it going to look like? Well, part of it is we're talking about politics, policy, and process. the process, unfortunately, dictates a lot of this, because in order to get legislation through the Senate and onto President Trump's desk, they have to be able to pass legislation with 51 votes in the Senate, mm-hmm. because they're not going to get 60 votes for repealing Obamacare.
Right.
And so in order to be able to repeal it, which you have to do first, you cannot build a new system on top of this corroding
right.
infrastructure.
It has to be ripped out.
51 votes. I think they actually may be able to get some replace provisions in the repeal vote, which will happen within the next month.
Mm-hmm.
And it will include things like giving states more power over Medicaid authority. Maybe even a kind of, certainly the subsidies will continue for those currently on coverage. I think they'll be able to do
There won't be any more exchanges, though, right? The exchanges will be gone.
If a state decides it likes this exchange, it's going to be able to keep it. This is state
right.
power.
Yeah.
You know, give the state. Washington doesn't know best anymore, right? So if a state thinks this exchange is working, fine. But they're not going to be able to tap endlessly on the federal till in order to be able mm-hmm. to prop it up. They're going to have to figure out how to make this work.
Is part of the process going to be the deductibility of premiums at all?
The question is whether or not to allow premiums to be deductible for people outside the small business community, because obviously that's protected.
Right.
That's a different law. Small businesses should not be afraid, and especially people who file on the Schedule C, you're going to be able to continue to deduct your premiums. The question is, will there be added help for people at the lower end of the income
mm-hmm.
scale? Those are the people that most can't afford coverage and most need help. And that's where they're talking about a system of credit of some sort of financial assistance
right.
to replace Obamacare, but in a way that works.
Hold on to that thought, Grace Marie. Galen.org, GALEN.org, ladies and gentlemen. Check out that website. You'll get smarter when you do. 10 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.